Finally, after the third day of his refusals for us to inspect the wound, the American interns took fate in hand in the middle of the night. With knife and saw, we opened the cast at the shoulder and drained the anticipated deep wound abscess. To our amazement, we were neither fired nor reprimanded, but that particular consultant never returned to visit his case, sending thereafter his junior partner. Over time, however, there was more than an equal score in favor of French medicine of the late 40s and early 50s, as practiced at the American Hospital. There was much individually brilliant diagnosis and treatment, and some unbelievably skilled surgery. Particularly, there was the prowess of the grand old man of French vascular surgery, Professor René Lerich, of the famous Lerich syndrome, who had the novel idea that fatty artery disease, atherosclerosis, was in fact a localized arteritis. He proceeded to attack it directly and effectively with segmental resections and grafts. In addition to the skills and thrills we experienced scrubbing with him, we American interns assisted with his first series of 100 aortograms in patients with aneurysms of the aorta, the renal and peripheral artery, occlusive disease. Then there was the miraculous nephrosis cure of the still famous Professor Jean Hamburger, Jean Ambourgier, pioneer of renal transplants. He brought in one day in his vest pocket a tiny vial of German measles virus culture. We supervised its subcutaneous injection in a 9-year-old child drowning in edema, a massive collection of fluid from kidney failure. Not long after, with the onset of the clinical measles, we watched a dramatic diuresis and a brightening of the young lad. This was a direct outcome of the clinician's clever observations of the spontaneous disappearance of nephrotic syndrome in a fortuitous case of measles. We also became sold on that marvelous custom of French hospitals, as elsewhere around the world, of allowing the live-in family. The family presence greatly enhances the level of personal care, and when the inevitable arrives, the close comfort and sustenance of loved ones ameliorates the suffering. As time went on, we American interns finally decided that the honorable thing for us to do was to practice medicine as our conscience and as our U.S. training dictated, but to inform our superiors about each independent order or act soon after it was done. Thus, our intern class survived and actually retained the respect and affection of our distinguished French colleagues. Unfortunately, the next class of interns at the hospital could no longer make this accommodation, and they went on strike. They protested a medical system they simply couldn't accept. They were summarily fired, and since that time, 40 years ago, there have been no more American interns at the American Hospital. Instead, it has been well served over the years by English and Irish house staff, and even now, by all appearances, is on a remarkable upcurve in the medical care and the facilities it provides.